No slave is greater than his master. Like, yeah, that's right. The master's greater than the slave. You know, it's kind of an obvious statement, but it's in the same context. I think it was in the gospel yesterday. But then Jesus says, you're going to do the works that I do. And so what's he trying to communicate? There's this reality of, and we know this experience, going at it on our own, trying to do great things on our own, which then usually ends in disaster. But what Jesus is saying is, I'm the master, and I only do what the Father tells me. All I do is what the Father tells me. This beautiful, like, obedience, like the Son of God being completely obedient under the domain of the Father's love and will. And that's how he does what he does. And so if we're the slaves, we're the disciples, we're the servants, he's saying, you can do great things, but only like me, under the domain of the Father's love, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, under the influence of my dwelling in you, not on your own. That's not how I do it. I do it with the Father. And so as we approach the Eucharist today, right, what a beautiful symbol of receiving the one who wants to do his works through us. We receive God, we receive Jesus, and then through that, he says, you're going to do works that I do. You're going to be merciful. You're going to suffer well. You're going to spread love to those who need it. And so let's let Jesus do that in us.